Welcome to Career Tools. This week, don't hoard information. The questions this cast answers are, should I share the knowledge I have? What is the benefit of sharing knowledge? And when should I share my knowledge? Sarah, they say, knowledge is power. And some people use it that way. Some people have the information that they have. They have a secret way of doing something, or they have some information about how somebody works, or they have some relationship with somebody somewhere in the organization that helps them out. And they keep that information secret because they think it's a competitive advantage and they're competing with their peers. And because it's a competition, you want to keep your thing secret. But that's not advantageous to you, actually, even though it might be a competition. It's not advantageous to you in the long run. It's not advantageous to the team, and it's not advantageous to the organization as a whole. So we're going to tell people not to hoard information. And the opposite, sharing information is actually more beneficial than hoarding it. And hopefully we'll be able to persuade people of that while we're going through this guidance. So what are we going to cover?
All right. We're going to cover number one, don't hoard information. Number two, value share. Then number three, share your network. And number four, share proactively. So to start, don't hoard information. Information has value. And there are laws against certain information in certain ways, against using certain information in certain ways, I should say, such as prior information on the stock exchange, because that information has such value. It doesn't have to be information that will move the stock exchange to matter. In fact, most of the information we have is minor, but it's still valuable.
Exactly. Most of us don't have insider trading knowledge that will make waves on the stock exchange. But most of us have information from experience, from the way we've been doing things, or from somebody has told us that is useful.
Mm-hmm. For example, we could have a shortcut that for getting something done. We know something about a way that someone works, which would allow us to get what we have or to get what we need more often. And we might have access to a database, which gives us more information than our peers have. It might be as minor as knowing that someone is going to leave early that day. And if you need something from them, then you need to ask them slightly earlier than you would on another day.
Yeah, really. I mean, really minor things. So, you know, if you know that you want to go on vacation and your boss has to sign it off, and somebody knows that your boss is leaving at 3 and you don't, and you think, I'll go at 4, and you've gone at 4 and then he's not there and you can't sign off your vacation. It's okay. It's minor, but and it's irritating. But maybe there's some kind of deadline and now you've missed the deadline, all because somebody had the information that he was leaving at 3 and you didn't. So in a customer service role, we might have collected a number of phrases which cause customers to calm down and start listening to solutions that we have for their problem. There's a podcast that we have that's called You Did Not Demonstrate, which is one of my favorite phrases when I'm talking to candidates after interviews. Instead of saying, you don't have whatever skill, I can say, you did not demonstrate that skill. And it's a different tone. It's a different alert. And what I'm saying is I didn't see it in the interview. You might have it, but I didn't see it. And it's far more precise, and it helps with that giving a feedback that people find uncomfortable and can be quite angry at. And so those kind of phrases, if you have those kind of phrases, you might have collected a few of those, and that's your piece of information that you have that nobody else has. It could be code snippets. It could be an email address that gets somewhere more quickly. There's all sorts of things in organizations. Information doesn't flow as cleanly around organizations as it should or as it might do. And if you're a person there where the information has got stuck, you've got information that other people don't have.
Right. So don't hoard that information. Right. It might help every time you need to get something done that you have a shortcut to do it. But keeping it to yourself is giving you a tiny amount of value that you could get from it if you shared it.
And we're not talking about secret information here. We're not talking about you knowing somebody's going to be fired, or there's a layoff, or there's a reorg coming, or something that you've been told, this must be kept confidential, don't tell anybody this. We're not talking about that kind of information. We're talking about minor information that helps people with their workload or workflow, not, you know, big organizational information. If obviously if you're in HR or in the legal side of the business and some other departments, there's information that you cannot share. And we're not saying share that information. We're just saying share information that you're allowed to share.
Then the second part is value sharing. As much as you value the information itself, being a source of information actually makes you more valuable in the organization, not less. So Helga, for example, has a swipe file of quick answers to common customer service queries, and she's created it over the past 2 years that she's been in her customer service role with that organization. Now, her file, it's so good that she's among the top customer service people on the team. Also on that team is another individual by the name of Susan, and she's also got a swipe file, but it's not quite as good as Helga's because maybe she's only been in her position for a year, so half that amount of time. And her scores are high, but they're not as high as Helga's. She's only been there for half as long.
So we've got this team. Helga has this awesome swipe file and she gets the best customer service scores. Susan has a less good swipe file and her scores aren't quite as good, but they're still good. And they're both in the same team.
Mm-hmm. Now, none of the team know about Helga's swipe file because she's never told anybody about it. And she doesn't share from it when someone needs help. Susan, on the other hand, sends hers out every quarter with a note to the team saying, "Hey guys, this is my swipe file. I don't know if you'll find it useful, but I wanted to share it just in case."
So Susan's swipe file may not be as good, but it's being shared with the team. Helga's is the best, but it's only for Helga.
Mm-hmm. Now, which of those two employees is going to get a better score as a team player on their year-end review?
It's got to be Susan, right? Because she's swearing. She is the one who is sharing. And maybe her overall performance isn't as good, but she's the one who's going to be noticed because she's sharing information with her team. She's the one who's going to be praised because sharing information and helping out the rest of your team is a good thing. And potentially she could be promoted over Helga, even though Helga has better scores, because Susan is a more well-rounded member of the team. You know, if you promote Helga, that Helga will keep what she has to herself. Whereas, you know, if you promote Susan, she's going to affect even more people because you've added a layer, so then that she interacts with more people and she's the kind of person who shares information, and therefore the organization will benefit. And a lot of the times when people say, "Oh, so-and-so was promoted and it's not fair because another person gets better scores or is a better coder or, you know, is a better accountant, makes less mistakes." Sometimes it seems like it's not fair because that person doesn't get promoted. But promotion isn't necessarily all about the detail of what you get done. A lot of it is about teamwork. If you want a job without a team, like this, you're done. Because even if you work for yourself, you've still got customers. So teamwork is really valuable. And if you're showing that teamwork, then that is one of the signifiers of promotability.
Yes, that's why so many people get promoted unfairly. Mm-hmm. Yes, objectively, Helga is better than Susan. But Susan is contributing far more to the greater good of the team. She is potentially bringing everyone else's scores up, not just her own.
Every time Susan give someone else a piece of information that helps them, that person's scores go up as well. So she is the rising tide that's lifting all boats.
Absolutely. Alrighty. Then the next piece is share with your network. Sharing generously with your network increases your value within the network and outside of the network. In the same way that Susan is more valuable in her company than Helga is, you can be more valuable in your network than others by passing information on.
So there's this theory called the 6 degrees of separation that says that there are no more than 6 links in a chain between any two people in the world. So, for example, if I'm trying to get in touch with Dave, I would be able to contact him. It has to be a specific Dave. I would be able to contact him in less than six links, even if I don't know him right now. So it will work like this. I know Bill from church. So Bill and I go to the same church. Bill knows Fred because Fred is his next door neighbor. Fred's wife knows Dave's wife because their kids go to school together. And so I can pass a message from me to Dave in three connections, through Bill, through Fred, through Fred's wife, to Dave. And pieces of information may not be valuable in the people that you know in your first degree of relationship. So I might have a piece of information like there's a job opening in my company. And that might not be useful for Bill because Bill doesn't do that job or isn't looking for a new job or whatever. But it might be useful to Dave because he is looking for that kind of job. And so by sharing the information with Bill, I share it kind of with his network and that network and so on until it gets to someone for whom it's valuable. So sharing that information causes my value in the network to go up. And, you know, if I didn't share that information with Bill, if I hadn't said to him, hey, I know you're not an HR guy, but we're looking for an HR guy in our company. So if you know anyone, just let me know or send me their resume so that I can check them out. Then if you hadn't done that, you might have missed out on Dave as a great hire just because you didn't think, oh, well, I'll share this information, even though it's not obvious how Bill's going to help me. If you didn't do that, then you'd miss out on Dave as a great hire.
Absolutely.
So the next one is share proactively.
Some people fear that if they share information, they will become the person that everyone comes to and they're going to be overwhelmed helping people. In your office, there's probably one person who knows everything about how the computer system works and people will always go to her, usually without even doing their due diligence first.
Yeah, right.
To figure things out on their own.
There's always that person in the office. Oh, go see Sarah. She's the person who knows how to do that. Or we're out of stationery. Oh, go see Jane. She does the stationery, or she knows about the stationery. And it's nothing to do with Jane or nothing to do with Sarah. And yet they end up being that person.
The go-to for that.
Yeah.
Thing.
So it can be logical that if you do have that information, like say you know something about how the stationery cupboard gets filled, if you know that information, not to tell people because you don't want to end up being the go-to person and being constantly interrupted because people want to know about stationery when you're the senior accountant in the department. I once worked in an office where a senior person had a desk that was right by the entrance to the open plan office. And so everybody would come in and then ask them as if they were the receptionist, hey, can you tell me where so-and-so is? And this poor woman was like a senior something. I can't remember what department I was working in, some kind of an analyst. She was like a senior analyst. And all people ever asked her was, hey, can you tell me where so-and-so sits? And in the end, they moved her because it was the first desk. Everyone just assumed that she was the receptionist. And she couldn't get any work done. So that can happen.
That can absolutely happen. And this is where sharing proactively helps you.
Mm-hmm.
The first time someone needs that information that you've got, write it down in a way that can be accessed by other people. So share it immediately. So for example, let's say that you have the trick to filling the printer with new toner. You don't want people coming to you every time the printer needs to have the toner refilled. It's one of those tasks in an office where nobody can do it except a couple of people who have the knack. And if it's you, write down the instructions and stick them to the printer. Take photos or even a video and put them on a shared drive and let everyone know where the instructions or the videos are. And they'll disturb you much less.
Yeah. We use Camtasia. I use Camtasia because I'm often the person who knows how to do something on our website, partly because I'm involved in developing it. And so I often just do a quick Camtasia video of, okay, this is what you're going to do. You go to this page and this page and this page. And sometimes it's only three clicks or four clicks. And it's really simple. But if you don't know how to do it, it's impossible to guess. If Maggie doesn't know how to do whatever it is that I know how to do, she has to call me because she can't guess what it is. And so those simple videos are really useful. People can watch them at their own pace. They know where they are. They can watch them over and over again, and I don't have to keep explaining it. They're much more useful than I thought they were going to be when I first did them. And we also have instructions in writing for certain things, and it's much easier for people to know that, oh, if I'm doing our customer service queue, I know where the instructions are, and I can remind myself, oh, what do I do with this one that doesn't come up very often? And it makes people self-sufficient, and they can solve their own problem right then. They don't have to wait for me to be available, and they don't interrupt whatever it is that I'm doing to ask me a question that I might have been asked 20 times before. I save myself time. And I think the people who are able to solve their own problem, that gives them a kind of feeling of, hey, I solved that one, even though I watched a video, but now I know how to do it. And that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. And now I know how to learn to do it in the future. I don't have to rely on Wendy when I need stuff, because she's busy and I don't like bugging her all the time.
Yeah, it works really well, even on the most minor things.
Exactly. Another example might be when you went to a convention and you heard certain information about a competitor. Even if you are not in sales, you might want to share that with your sales team. They probably won't ask. They might not even know that you went to Drupal Camp 2017, for example. Even if they did, they wouldn't know what kind of things were going on there or what you might have overheard. Those are things that you might want to share with them.
It's amazing what we know that we assume that other people know when that's not the case. Often we'll go to something or we'll see a headline, a newspaper headline, or some memo that's come out from corporate, or so-and-so's had a conversation with somebody else, and we just assume that all the people around us know the same thing. So your sales, you know, you might assume, oh, the sales team know that people go to Drupal Camp, but of course people do, because that's the biggest thing that there is in the year. And of course there's other people, competitors of ours there, that use the same software. So if they wanted to know, they'd ask. But if people don't know what you know, they don't know to ask. And so you have to share it proactively.
Exactly. And sometimes you're going to be wrong, and the information you share won't be helpful, or it's already known. But it's far better to share that information proactively than it to be found out later that you knew something and you withheld it. Even if you didn't do it deliberately, you weren't deliberately withholding it, you just didn't think it was important enough to share, you can still find yourself the bad guy because you didn't share information when you could have.
Yeah, maybe you know something about a customer shipment and you know it's going out late for whatever reason. And maybe that reason is something minor and the customer doesn't mind that it's going to be 12 hours late or 24 hours late. So it's all, you know, there was a hiccup, but it's all going to go smoothly. But if you don't tell someone, that some of the people that need to know that shipment is going out late, then the trouble you'll be in for withholding that piece of information is far greater than the trouble you're going to be in if you go and tell someone, hey, I just want to give you a heads up. This is going out 24 hours late. This is the reason. This is how we're going to fix it. I've talked to the customer. The customer's okay with it. It's a much smaller deal than, say, your manager finding out a week later that shipment went out late and you didn't tell them. So sharing information is a good thing, and sharing it proactively is a really good thing. Sharing information makes you more valuable in your team. So just remember, if you have a piece of information and you're thinking, I don't know whether it'll be useful to other people or not, just remember Helga and Susan and share the information, because Susan was more valuable than Helga just because she was sharing information. And, like, don't share company secrets, you know, don't share stuff that you've been told confidentially that you can't share. but share everything else proactively. And being the person who knows stuff is a really valuable role in a team. It might not get you a pay rise, but it gives you a lot of exposure, and people start to know who you are, and people knowing who you are is a really good thing for your promotion prospects. So share information, don't hoard it, share it. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Mandy.
I hope that was helpful and that you're not hoarding any information. We'll be back next week.